airline gets thrown under the bus. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Unfortunately, despite many opportunities, Southwest Airlines management did not listen to its pilots and frontline employees who saw this meltdown coming.
Southwest Pilots Union President Captain Casey Murray at a Senate hearing on the holiday mess of more than 16,000 canceled flights when Southwest, unlike other carriers, was not able to recover from a series of weather-driven disruptions.
I want to sincerely and humbly apologize to those impacted by the disruption. It caused a tremendous amount of anguish, inconvenience, and missed opportunities for our customers and our employees.
Southwest COO Andrew Watterson says worse weather than expected helped fuel staffing issues. The union says there are longstanding scheduling and technology issues. The House and Senate getting classified briefings today on China's spy balloon program as a salvage operation continues where last week's balloon was shot down off the South Carolina coast.
The FBI and naval criminal investigators are on board the USS Carter Hall, an amphibious assault ship, where they are cataloging all of the debris that they have found so far of this Chinese spy airship.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Navy divers and explosive ordnance teams spending days searching for and retrieving debris from the ocean. President Biden hits the road again.
The post-State of the Union travel for President Biden continues today in Florida, where the White House says he'll discuss his plans to protect and strengthen Social Security and Medicare, as well as lower health care costs.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The president still singling out Republican proposals he says would cut Social Security and Medicare, which Republicans deny. More than 19,000 now known dead from Monday's earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. The rescue crews continue the search for any more survivors, while in some areas the focus is shifting to demolishing unsteady buildings. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A husband charged with murder appears in court in suburban Boston.
A brief status hearing in Quincy District Court for 47-year-old Brian Walsh, who's accused of killing his wife, 38-year-old Anna Walsh, who was last seen on New Year's Day in the couple's Cohasset, Massachusetts home. Though the judge rescheduling the hearing for March 1st, as the case is currently before a grand jury. And as Walsh's defense attorney, Tracy Miner, fights for discovery.
I mean, the basic stuff that we should have had, immediately, we don't have.
Evidence that prosecutors say includes DNA, alleged purchases of cleaning supplies, and internet searches of how to dispose of a corpse. Anna Walsh's body has not been found. Walsh continues to be held without bail. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A teenage girl reported missing over a year ago by her foster family is found in Michigan.
The 14-year-old girl had been hiding in the closet of a Michigan home, authorities say. A U.S. Marshals fugitive team discovered the teen earlier this week in Port Huron, about 62 miles northeast of Detroit. Child Protective Services took her to a hospital where it was discovered that she was pregnant. Deputy U.S. Marshal Robert Watson says she was crying and afraid of losing her baby. Authorities are pursuing parental kidnapping charges against the girl's biological mother, who previously lost custody of her daughter.
Fox's CJ Papa. Investigators think the mom found the girl after she ran away and has been moving her from house to house. She has been reunited with her biological father. He was the legendary composer of dozens of catchy hits.
Walk on.
like that one. Just to give one of many examples, Burt Bacharach has died. He was 94, a Grammy, Oscar, and Tony winner. On Wall Street, stocks are higher so far today. Right now, the Dow is up about 75 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.